What up? I'm Rock Harper. You're now listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. Your journey to entertainment, empowerment, and education in the food business begins right now. Let's go. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, say your name for me.
Trey Campbell.
What restaurant are you from?
Baranda.
Baranda? And say your name for me, please.
Sierra.
And you're from Baranda as well? Okay, so I am live here still. IGF Shift Drink, the first nighttime food show. Chef Rock, the Chef Rock Experiment. And I have two amazing guests. Sierra, who might not talk, and Chef Trey from Baranda. What's happening? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us, Bob.
Good to be here. You been to Torch Hop Brewery before?
No, never.
I got Sierra to talk. I love it. So tell me, what's your go-to shift drink after a shift?
After shift, usually like a Jameson Neat.
Jameson Neat. You work the line. You drink like...
Man, straight up. No ice, nothing.
Straight to it. Sierra?
Glass of white wine.
Glass of what grape?
It just depends on the mood. It depends on the day.
The hardest day, like really hard day?
Sauvignon Blanc is my favorite.
Sauvignon Blanc, okay. And you walk with a day where you walked with a grand and it wasn't that hard?
Oh, no, that's like a vodka kind of night.
That's party time right there.
So your what kind of food is at Baranda?
It's authentic Italian food.
Okay. I started off cooking. I loved Italian lasagna. And it is here in Atlanta?
Correct, right in Midtown.
How long have you been cooking?
I've been cooking like 8 years.
What got you into food?
Just liking to cook and then getting into a new job, new career road.
Now, have you all been to a nighttime food show before?
No, never.
How do you liking this one?
I love it. I think it's perfect timing.
Yeah, I like it. You get to meet new people, conversate with everybody, try new things, spread your wings.
And you can drink your Four Roses.
Yeah, Four Roses, real good.
Now, I saw you with another woman. What's her position?
She's a waitress as well. Yeah.
So who's here surveying the product? All of you or just you?
Serving the product?
Surveying, like looking around it.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing, say it again, you're doing what?
We're helping figure out what he's going to order. We're going to taste it all. We're going to taste test it.
Very important role. So anything catch your eye? Like what's your mindset as you walk around the show?
Just to bring something in that like that's not around and something that's fresh and authentic, that's new and nice and just different.
What anything one ingredient you're excited about tonight?
The beetroot gnocchi.
I had that with a little butter. Yeah. You know, I was on a TV show, and my signature dish was gnocchi, right? But because of time constraints, I ordered it, yeah. Right? And it was frozen. It wasn't frozen when I cooked it, so a lot of people gave me shit. Correct. Because I had a processed product. Yeah. And I'm over here tasting this gnocchi. I'm like, I'm ahead of the game. You know what I mean? It was pretty good gnocchi, right?
It was real good. No, like, it just came, like, they made it fresh right then.
Yeah. I still ain't going to get no credit, but it's all good. And we got a newcomer, and your name is Kristen?
Yes, my name is Kristen.
I can read, Kristen. Can't you see? Yes. Yes. You're on the show. You're on Shift Drink, brought to you by International Gourmet Foods. Thank you. So how do you like the nighttime food show?
Oh, it's been amazing. The gnocchi was definitely my favorite.
Yes. So let me ask you about that. So that gnocchi, these are freshly steamed potatoes. I mean, these are like authentic Italian guys, right? Those are real Italians. How do you feel as a chef with buying a convenience product that's not made in-house? Like, where's the balance there? Some people would say that's a no-no, but I mean, it's great stuff. How do you feel?
The fact that the quality is good of it, and like it actually tastes like you made it in-house, rather than other stuff doesn't really taste. tastes like you made it in the house, or it doesn't hold up to the to what you're doing.
So, front of the house. Let's talk about it. Front of the house, back of the house. Let's talk about the balance, right? Like, what's your biggest? I know he's standing right here, but what's your biggest gripe from the kitchen? Or not even. Let's put it positively. What would you want to see from any kitchen in general to improve? Y'all still like each other after this? He didn't cross his arms. Uncross your arms. Don't get all defensive.
It's not an improvement thing. It's more just like working at the same pace, working together. If you're not on the same page, then it doesn't matter what's happening in the back and the front of the house. You got to be on the same page the whole time.
Yeah, it's communication and believing in the product that you're selling and knowing and being knowledgeable and being able to educate people, because a lot of people don't realize the difference. But if you're passionate about it and speak about it, then it shows in everything.
So let's talk about that passion and how do you get people as a chef. But I'm curious from you all, how do you believe in something, right?
Well, I personally eat a lot of the food. And once you do that, you're good to go.
Eat it, okay.
You like it.
How about you?
You have to eat it, believe in it. The worst is like when someone's like, well, I'm a vegan, so I don't eat that. It doesn't matter. You still should be able to describe it, talk about it, tell about it. The worst thing is like when somebody tells you that, then you don't know your product. Like,
lie about it. Like, that's why you ask the chef about descriptive words and what it tastes like if you're not going, you've never eaten it, or you know you can't eat it.
Switching pace just a little bit. Who's the greatest rapper of all time?
Eminem.
Eminem? Oh shit! They both backed up. Right. Right.
After that, that end of the shift food played at the end of the night. See what happened, man? I'm like, we broke up. We got Popeyes,
right. Eminem. He was a GOAT at one point. But okay, that's your answer. Your answer is your answer. There's no judgment.
I say Tupac because he had actual lyrics that mattered.
Tupac, it's the second Tupac tonight.
I'm a Tupac. I'm an Andre 3000. I'm a Method Man. I'm a little old school too, so.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, this is a judgment free zone. Yes, that's all right. M is one of the. He's the rap guy. Right. Who plays you in a movie?
Who plays me in a movie?
Yes, who's the actor that you cast to play you in a movie?
Lorenzo Tate.
Lorenzo Tate, I got it. I'm with it. I can see that.
Can I play myself?
You can. It's not egotistical at all, but...
I'm going to be myself.
I have no idea. I can't be duplicated.
Oh, my gosh. You got a pretty confident service there.
Yeah, I know, right, man?
Last question. I will. Last question for you, and I'll finish with you. The restaurant industry needs
less Yelp reviews and more people actually enjoying what they have, what's in front of them.
I don't know. I have to agree. You just need people that are more adventurous, just willing to try stuff and be in a good spot.
Chef.
People that are passionate about the craft and not here for the money.
Love it, love it. Chef Trey, Sierra, we got you. You'd see, it wasn't hard. Yes. I told you, it wasn't that bad, was it? Kristen, thank you all. International Gourmet Food Shift Drink right here at Torch Hop Brewery. We'll see you all next time. Peace. I'm Rock Harper, and you've been listening to the Chef Rock Experiment, the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you've made it this far, take a moment to head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another episode of the Chef Rock Experiment, TCRX. Until then, thank you for listening.